Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone if I wouldn't bring you my pay.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me on Jim Blasingame. A little bit, just a touch of laryngitis. It doesn't hurt, but we're going to continue to do the show like I do every day, just like you do, small business owners. I show up just like you do. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and Jeff's been a good friend of ours and an abiding supporter of all that we do for almost 18 years now. And something happened in the last week or so, I've asked Jeff to spend some time talking to us about. Jeff, your mother was Jackie Zabar.
Yeah.
And she passed away this week.
She passed away actually on Friday after a long, long battle, 7 to 8 year battle with Alzheimer's disease.
How old was she?
She was 84 and diagnosed in obviously her mid-70s and had seen her sister go through it, and nothing scared her to her core more than getting a feeling the symptoms, going to a neurologist, getting the diagnosis. But nothing really raised her and my two siblings and I to greatness, but we really rose to the occasion where treating her, caring for her, being there for her. She lived 30 miles from me, and my brother lives a little bit farther away. And my sister lives up in New York, and we just rose to the occasion to see that, you know, she didn't go into a facility. She had full-time, round-the-clock, full-time care, even double duty at times, at home, died in the home that she and my father, who they had divorced 40 years ago, but the home that she and my father had built almost 55 years ago, she died in her bedroom. And, It was a beautiful, you know, it was a fitting, I don't want to say beautiful, but a fitting end to a beautiful life. And
I know that you've been celebrating, and that's the way that's the way you have to think about it, because you know, I was very close to my mother, and I like you, I looked after her in the last years of her life.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to give this one piece of information. What I think you'll find is that she's never going to leave you.
Right.
I mean, it's been amazing to me. When my dad died 14 years ago, and my, or 13, I guess, years ago, and now my mother's about a year and a half, it's like they're right here.
Right. Well, they literally are, if they're half of you, you know, if each of them give half,
but I mean,
you know.
I mean, but it's astonishing, though, that the things that I do.
Right.
And here's what's funny, Jeff. When I was taking care of her, I would see her laugh at herself, and she would say things like, well, this is what my mother would always make me do. Guess what? I'm not starting to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And you will too.
Yeah, we do. And we had, you know, we buried her in Nashville. We were up in Nashville, which is where she was from, maiden name Diamond. And so she was, you know, born and raised in Nashville, met my father when he was in his residency program, or actually med school up at Vanderbilt, met in the early 50s, and we took her home, you know, and she's buried surrounded, you know, we could have buried her down here in
South Florida. What's your best memory as a son? What's your best memory of your mother, of Jackie?
You know, I don't have one, but there are so many that I look back on.
What was the greatest? Did she have more of an impact on you as a man?
As a child. Me as in my growing years, she was just every. You know, you and I were talking off air, and I was saying, you know, she was everything a soap opera mom is not. You know, and my brother uses a line, you know, that she gave everything and asked for nothing. I mean, she was, I'm not Pollyanna. We, you know, I was a tough kid to raise at times, and so we had our arguments.
Oh, there's a special place in heaven for her right now. Because of her son Jeff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she would. her phrase was, "Don't do me that way." You know, when I would piss her off, don't do me that way. And You know, I remember her clear as yesterday saying it. But, you know, it's the times that she spent and the impact that she had with my kids and all three of my kids and my niece and nephew from my sister, all eulogized her, and they all had stories to tell.
Yep.
And, you know, the impact that she had on all of them, it was plain as day. Even my youngest, Zoe, was at my mom's side about a month ago when she came to visit. And, you know, my mom couldn't talk in the end, or she couldn't speak. I said,
right.
she could speak, but she couldn't really talk, however you want to phrase it.
Right.
But she said, you know, when Zoe said, okay, we're leaving Grandma, and she goes, bye-bye, baby, you know, and my daughter melted.
Because
you were hearing your mother's voice from a woman who couldn't put a sentence together for the past 3 years of her life.
Wow.
You know, so it was touching, and she'll live with us forever. And, and you know, as you said, we've had celebrations for her. We're going to her favorite pizza joint on Sunday, where I just placed the obit, you know, the announcement in the paper for her here. And I said that, you know, we're going to have a toast to Jackie at Villa Rose Pizza. So any of your listeners, if they're in South Florida, they want to learn who Jackie was. You know, it's not open to the public necessarily, but you drop Jim Blasingame's name, we'll still let you in the door.
But
it's going to be a celebration, because even when she was at her sickest and she was still able to get out of the house, you gave her a Budweiser and a Frosty Schooner, and it touched her lips, and she caught that taste, and she was not a drinker, but she loved a cold Budweiser.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Jackie's a bar, ladies and gentlemen. Rest in peace. Jeff, thank you for those memories.
Thank you.
Okay, continue to celebrate, buddy.
Always.
I'll see you later. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check out his website. GotWords.com. That's another one. And we cover the waterfront here, ladies and gentlemen. This is humanity. Main Street is humanity. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.